I'm sitting in Henry Woodhouse Canteen, also known as the BBC Canteen, with two fantastic gentlemen. Tom, hello over there.
Hello.
And Mr. David Lawtall, owner of the immortal Lawtall Portal, to give it his full name. And you guys haven't said that pretty much since the whole podcast said.
No, there's a good reason for that. It sounds stupid. It's never supposed to be the name, but I am indeed the co-creator.
Of course. Also known as the ILP podcast. Find it at theilp.com.
Yes, that's...
Just type it into your search engine.
The ILP, because people get really confused with the letters.
Yes. So all in all, a really good choice of podcast name.
I know, it's rubbish. It fails at every hurdle, to be fair.
That's fine.
But that's why we like it.
Exactly.
We spent ages trying to pick a name that wouldn't work.
We've been discussing geocaching because it's a feature they're doing on the show today. One of the cast, Debbie, is well into that at the moment.
Yes.
She's a remarkable woman. I've yet to meet her, but...
Have you never met
Debbie? I've never met Debbie.
Oh, you're interesting.
But she's amazing. We've been going through one she's been having particular difficulty with, and I've been giving it the expert attention it deserves, because I've found almost 25 now.
Almost 25, just that one that's eluded.
I've got a couple that have eluded me.
That's quite... How long have you been doing it for?
Only for a couple of years. But what happens is I'll go on holiday and I'll do three or four. And either I'll take the kids with me for a couple of them. And do. And it's great, when the children have gone to bed, I'll leave the house and sort of amble off with a torch and a GPS.
Okay, what a dark.
Oh, I love doing it.
I suppose you're in the middle of nowhere, aren't you?
Often, you get a cottage and just sort of walk along sort of the public footpaths. And, and as long as you kind of know where you are and the batteries don't run out, you're perfectly all right. That's another point I should have mentioned in the interview we did. If it all goes horribly wrong, you could end up wading through swamps to try and just get home.
I think, to be fair, you'll be fairly disappointed in the actual walking to the geocache, because John's found one behind his house.
Oh, right.
In the park, so we're not actually travelling that far.
Radio's the theatre of the mind, though, isn't it?
I know, I might. Not when it comes to the ILP.
I've got no idea what radio is as far as the ILP is concerned. But it's great to catch up with another podcaster. This is about as close to podcasting as I ever come. And Tom, you say you've got an audiobook account?
A what out?
You've got an audiobook account?
I have an audiobook account. I've never actually recorded an audiobook. This is my closest thing I've come to an audiobook.
But you've got so much interesting to say.
Well, maybe I should start from now on recording.
Absolutely. Try and be as controversial as possible.
I've never heard of audiobook. And I thought I was down with kids.
It's kind of like audio blogging. It's one of very few. You've got quite a lot of these ones where you can record videos and stick them on the internet. I mean, YouTube is obviously the prime example. Very few things allow you to record audio snippets and publish them.
Okay.
And radio stations are using these quite a lot. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make it better for radio stations so that callers can record these, press a button and submit it to the radio station.
Exactly.
So they're a little bit better quality than... So you could hear their rantings in hi-fi stereo.
Oh, brilliant. That's just what we need.
No, it's not.
I'll tell you something that Radio 7 received the other day.
Go on.
You feel free to cut this out. But it was a letter that just literally had Radio 7 written on it. No stamp, nothing. So
brilliant.
We paid to receive it. And then almost like in scrawled, angry handwriting, no resender address, no name, but just like, could you please, or not even please stop, it was like, stop apologising for 40-year-old programmes being offensive. This is annoying, and they came from an era where Britain wasn't the cesspool that it is today. Something along those lines.
Charming.
And of course, you can't really write back to them and say...
No, there was no... I suggested we should apologise after...
On
here? Apologise after we've made the announcement, apologising by saying sorry if you're offended by that announcement.
Brilliant. Yeah. My bestie, I used to work at Classic FM, which often used to get emails, letters to BBC Classic FM, which I'm sure they very much enjoy. And you used to get letters written in green ink by a Major Jack Carcroft.
Oh yes.
Who was and it would go into great detail about every single piece that was played. Oh, the listening public. We could go on for hours about it. We better not.
No.
Because this is a public.
We love them.
We do. We love you. You individually. And with that, we shall sign off. Have a good weekend.